Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day in the presence of Jehovah. Beloved, we need to thank God and worship the Lord for His mercies enduring forever. Today is the 10th day of the month of November, year 2021. What an awesome God we serve, great God we serve. He has preserved our lives. He has been guiding us, protecting us. Oh, He has been God of our destiny. Let's appreciate Him. Let's worship Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's adore Him. Oh, my God will bless you. My God will worship your name. Thank you, Father, for making us to see another day like this. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. All the lovers of this broadcast want to say, God bless you. This is High Voltage prophetic and deliverance prayers program, and the Lord has been blessing many people who have been connected to us and pray the prayers. And I also want to appreciate those who are sharing with their friends. You shall be blessed, and your blessing shall be outstanding. Your blessing shall be great, and you will experience divine touch in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank God for what God has been using these programs to do, and more is coming. I trust and I believe God that the grace of God, the power of God upon this program will do mighty in the life of people in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, just sing this song with me. He's able, abundantly able, oh, to deliver and to save. My God is able, abundantly able, to deliver and to set us free. Seven prayer points you are going to pray. Pray it like a warrior. Say, every damage done to my destiny through witchcraft operation be reversed now in the name of Jesus. Every damage done to my destiny through witchcraft operation be reversed now. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every witchcraft hand planting evil seed into my life in the dream, wither in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft hand planting evil seed into my life in the dream, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Every eating and drinking in the dream, in the name of Jesus. Every eating and drinking the dream, there, in Jesus' name we pray. Aha! Say, every evil plot, evil scheme against my life in my place of work, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil plot, evil scheme against my life in my place of work, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say, my virtue in the waters, come out now. My virtues in the waters, come out now in the name of Jesus. My virtues in the waters, come out now in the name of Jesus. My virtues in the waters, come out now in Jesus' name. Say, my glory tied down in my Father's house, come out now in the name of Jesus. My glory tied down in my Father's house, come out now in the name of Jesus. My glory tied down in my Father's house, come out now, come out now, come out now in Jesus' name. Say, any strong man contending with my destiny, there in the name of Jesus. Any strong man contending with my destiny, there, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, evil altar in my village that is controlling my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil altar in my village that is controlling my life, catch fire. Catch fire in Jesus' name. Say, any power that is sucking my blood in the dream, there in the name of Jesus. Any power that is sucking my blood in the dream, there, there, there in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every evil projection into my blood, there in the name of Jesus. Every evil projection into my blood, there, there in Jesus' name. Pray. There is a lady that is hearing me now. You had a dream 2 days ago that somebody was sucking your right breast in the dream. I want you to take the anointing oil. I'm going to pray now to rub that right breast and command the arrow of cancer to go back to the center immediately. Don't let it settle down. They have programmed something to your right breast. Command the arrow to go back. Immediately you pray, that place will be very hot. and you are delivered. The enemy wanted to waste you, but God has delivered you. Masoko Taraka. Please get a bottle of oil ready. Let me pray on it. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, let this oil and this water carry fire, 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 carry fire. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow this oil, overshadow this water. Fire of deliverance, enter there. Let the blood of some mix with it. In Jesus' name, pray. Pray, take the oil now. If it's what, if you don't have oil, take water. Rub it on it quickly. Aha. Please do it very well, my sister. Aha. Yes. And now shout like this. Say, arrow of cancer, fire into my breast. Go back to the sender. Immediately you say it, it will go back. Let's go. Arrow of cancer, fire into that breast. Go back, go back, go back, go back, go back. Go back to your sender. You, the arrow of cancer, fire into that breast. Go back, 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 go back. That is it. Thank you, Father. Oh, look at it. It's going out. Rimo Sonto Kalabarama. Mambo Praria. Rimo Pontoskea. Landosko Prabo Sherikadia. Thank you, Father. Aha, my sister, you are delivered. Thank God. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. Oh, my God. We give you glory for this mercy. Oh, my God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Yesterday, I was talking about eating bondage. Eating bondage. Eating bondage. If you open your Bible to Luke chapter 13, you will see another hidden bondage there. You will see a kind of sign or a typical hidden bondage in the life of a woman who had an infirmity for many years. And that infirmity has bent this woman down. That infirmity has wasted the money of this woman. That infirmity has made this woman to visit many, many physicians. But it remained in that bondage until she had an encounter with Jesus and she was made whole. I pray that she shall be made whole today in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 10 says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. There's something called spirit of infirmity. Spirit of infirmity is an outworking of bondage. Spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together. That spirit bowed her together and could not lift up herself. She was bent. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loose from the infirmity. And he lays hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Can you see? That woman has been suffering for 18 years. I don't know whether you have been passed through one hidden bondage for many, many years. Oh, have you been having outflow of blood? Have you been suffering from hemorrhoid? It's a bondage. Have you been having some strange illness that you cannot even undo medically? Are there some situation you are passing through and you are not even, you don't even understand it? And you are tired because you have tried everything you can do. It is a bondage, hidden bondage. Look at that bondage in the life of that woman. Oh, many people may not know that thing is a bondage, but Jesus Christ cited it and recognized that it's a bondage. He commanded the woman, say, woman, thou art loose from that infirmity. That infirmity is a bondage. Infirmity will make life weak. Infirmity will make you to be like a vegetable where you are supposed to be strong. Infirmity is a dangerous thing. Are you here now when you want to have your message? You will feel like if they carry all the load of Nigeria on your head and you cannot even move and you use all the medication, it will not solve. It is because that is more than just ordinary pain. It's a bondage. Now listen to me. When you break that bondage, you will be free. Eating bondage will make it impossible to suffer. Eating bondage will put somebody under oppression. Eating bondage will become affliction in the life of somebody. Eating bondage will make helpers to even go out. You know, they will go away from somebody. Hidden bondage will put evil deposit into the life of someone. Today, I challenge you that right from today, that bondage in your life shall be broken and you shall be free. I want to challenge you to pray. Get ready to pray right now. Mazika takatelo boshia. Tiapin kumbra katala. Tariyama sokada. Confess your sin unto the Lord before we enter into this prayer. Breaking hidden bondage. Masoteka. How do we break hidden bondage? Number one,
Surrender your life to Jesus. Number two, identify the bondage in your life. Identify the bondage. Is it masturbation? Is it chronic lust? Identify the bondage. You know what you are struggling at? Hidden bondage is that thing you are struggling to get out and you are not getting out. Identify the bondage. Three, pray bondage breaking prayers, like we are going to pray now. Pray bondage breaking prayers. If you pray this prayer very well, you'll be free. You'll be completely free. Four, you can also go for deliverance and it's going to help you. Thank you, Father. Get ready as we pray. Thank you, Father. Now shout this prayer louder. Say, progress arrester of my Father's house. There, in the name of Jesus. Progress arrester of my Father's house. There. In the name of you, progress arrester of my Father's house. There, in Jesus' name. Prayer. Now drink the oil. That oil I've prayed on. Thank you, Father. Say, Holy Ghost, incubate my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, incubate my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, incubate my life. 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 In Jesus' name, say every decision of household witchcraft affecting my destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, every decision of household witchcraft that is affecting my destiny. There, in Jesus' name, pray, anoint your head. Say every witchcraft padlock fashion against my head. Yeah, kata kata. Every witchcraft padlock fashion against my head, fashion against my brain. Break in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft padlock fashion against my head, fashion against my brain. Break now. Break in Jesus' name. Pray, anoint your chest. Say every witchcraft barrier fashion against my life. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft barrier fashioned against my life. Lose hold. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every witchcraft board flying for my sake, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying for my sake, fall down and die. In the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board flying for my sake, fall down and die. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now anoint your stomach. Thank you, Lord. Sharabu Robo Soto Dekedekada. Say this one loud and clear. Say, wickedness directed against my destiny. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Wickedness directed against my destiny. Lose your power. Lose your power. Lose your power. Lose your power. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every hidden bondage of my Father's house, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden bondage of my Father's house, break in Jesus' name. Say covenant, strengthen hidden bondage in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant, strengthen hidden bondage in my life, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to spend 10 minutes on that prayer. Curses, strengthen hidden bondage in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Curses, strengthen any bondage in my life. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to spend 10 minutes on that prayer. Evil dedication, strengthen any bondage in my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil dedication, strengthen any bondage in my life. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to spend 10 minutes on that one. Evil name, demonic name, strengthen any bondage in my life. Break in the name of Jesus. In the name, evil name, demonic name, strengthen in the bondage of my life. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to spend 10 minutes on that very particular prayer. Say, evil soul tie, strengthen in the bondage of my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Evil soul tie, strengthen in the bondage of my life. Break in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody may need to pray that prayer very well. Take the oil and anoint your eye. Say this one loud and clear and pray very well until you see this revelation. Say, every source of hidden bondage in my life, be revealed to me by fire. In the name of Jesus, every source of hidden bondage in my life be revealed to me by fire in the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer for 10 minutes. While you still pray the second one like this, say, the curse, the root cause of hidden bondage in my life, oh Lord, expose it to me. The root cause of hidden bondage in my life, oh Lord, expose it to me. Spend 10 minutes or more until you get some deep revelation that will guide you into freedom. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. As you pray this prayer, God will answer your prayers. Your hand shall be anointed and your hand shall receive deliverance. Your leg shall be anointed, your leg shall receive deliverance. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that your prayer request shall be answered. The God of wonders will answer you in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are here today and you are praying for one thing or the other, just lay your hand upon your chest. Your prayer point shall be answered. Your prayer request shall be answered. You shall be visited by God in a new dimension. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I pray that you shall receive the anointing to have your twins and triplets in the name of Jesus Christ. Yoke of marital failure is broken. Yoke of financial failure is broken. Yoke of business failure is broken. I declare you free today. In Jesus' name, pray. Every tragedy assigned against you and your family, it's destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every accident program against anyone, I command the root and the arrow of that accident to go back to the sender. The Lord shall protect us, secure our life, and preserve us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, in case you have a testimony, or you have one or two things you want to pass across to me, or you have that revelation after that prayer, you have taken your time to pray that prayer, and you have a revelation, oh, you may take that prayer for more than one day, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, so that you can get the revelation of the root cause of that hidden bondage. And you have prayed that prayer, you have a revelation, probably you don't understand this, and you want the Holy Spirit to guide us, you can send information to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298, 0802-336-9298. High Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Fextack Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, Psalm 91 is very important for you to read now. Continue to read it. God bless you in Jesus.